My question is ask everybody what's yin and yang relation.
As a recap of what is yin and yang and balance in the three worlds, we as human live in the n-dimensional world, and the universe has n dimension. Both the universe and human have three worlds that refer to body, soul, and spirit. Yin and yang, and also yin and yang balance, refer to different things in the three worlds. In the world of physical body, when we speak about yin and yang and balance, we have male and female. One was created out of the other, and one supplements the other. So it's easy to understand. Then at the soul's level, heart's level, yin and yang, and also the balance means that we put the right energy in the right place, not the wrong place. So that's what Gina and Linda referred to as yin qi, death energy, and also lost souls, wandering souls. Those, if they're not in the right place, for example, if Huan and Po are not in the right place, whether it's too many of them or some are missing, those all belong to the imbalance. And the souls that have left the living body, if they re-enter another living body, then that is imbalance and that is the wrong place they need to be gotten rid of. So putting the right thing in the right place, that's yang. Putting in the wrong place, that is yin. Then in the world of the soul and heart, the balancing of yin yang is to balance such that those energies are in the right place. So in the world of the spirit, yin and yang refer to right and wrong, good and evil. Following the truth is the right thing, that is yang. Following the evil spirit, that is wrong, that is yin. In the spirit level, the balance of yin and yang is very important, which is to be in the right place, follow the truth, not the evil spirit. We might say that, what if we just only have Holy Spirit in the spirit world? Wouldn't that be great? Then we don't have the existence of the evil spirit. Then we can just simply follow what is holy and never make any mistakes. Well, the existence of the evil spirit is for us in our life to have the free will to choose. We humans are not computers and robots. The God of the universe gave human free spirit to choose. And then that is very important in the world of the spirit, to be able to choose what is right instead of what is evil. So balancing the right yin yang here means actually to make the right choice. Now, when our body and soul have the right balance in yin and yang, that enables us to be able to choose the truth at the spirit level. So we can choose what is truthful, what is right, what is holy, and then the Holy Spirit. So hope that through the balancing in our material world, it can help and enable us to adjust that balance in the non-material world to make the right choice in the spirit world. So that's why we say that balancing yin and yang is not just look at the superficial on the surface 50 and 50 balance.